Well, hey, Porch Community, and welcome to episode 178 of the 167 Podcast. This is your special Holy Week edition. We're coming at you with short little snippets of scripture and prayer and a little bit of maybe info you didn't know before about this Holy Week. I'm here with my good friend, your media pastor, Josh Harrell. Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Shannon. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. So we are on this day. We had Holy Monday. We had Holy Tuesday. Is today called Holy Wednesday?
No.
Are there other names?
Yes.
What is it called, Josh?
Spy Wednesday.
It is your favorite name.
I don't know if it's my favorite name.
Not because of what happened, but the names of them.
Well, no, I think it was one where we couldn't figure it out. And then I think we paused the podcast and I researched for like 20 minutes and then we figured it out.
So I do want to say, if you're listening to this in kind of real time as far as the daily stuff, tonight we are having a special Holy Week worship service at 6 o'clock in the auditorium. So I hope that you'll be here on March 27th. And it's going to be a good time. We're having a tenebrae service. So if you don't know what that means, it means darkness or shadows. So, and there's going to be scripture reading
and darkness and shadows. So, but that's just nature of the lighting.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So, 6 o'clock tonight. So Spy Wednesday, why is it called Spy Wednesday? It has to do with
a 007 movie.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It stars Roger Moore. It's called Spy Wednesday because this was the day that old Judas, chose to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. So to get a little cash money, he decided to betray Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16, it says, "Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, to the chief priest, he went to the chief priest and said to them, 'What will you give me? And I will deliver him to you.' But they appointed him 30 pieces of silver, and then he sought an opportunity to betray him." So it shows in this that Judas, he acted as a spy. He betrayed Jesus. He secretly went to the religious leaders with an intention and a motive to get some money, turn Jesus in. There's, you know, we've talked about this before. Like, was it really he was actually pro Jesus, but he was trying to jumpstart the revolution that he thought Jesus was going to lead? I think as much as that's, plausible, I don't think it's probable, but
I mean, he could have been played by like an unintentional betrayal.
Sure. Sure.
He could have been played by the devil, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but we'll never know that. But you know, I mean, so that's what he did for $440. That's what 30 pieces of silver is worth in today's money.
In today's economy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Well, here's five facts about Holy Wednesday that maybe you never knew. So one is that in the country of Greece, that would be the Orthodox faith, church members receive the sacrament of holy unction, or that means the anointing of the sick. So they consider that a sacrament, and they would bring their sick to the church on this Holy Wednesday to receive that prayer.
Is the saying, "I have an unction"?
An unction is it's an act. It's you choose to respond.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the best way to define that. I don't know. You might want to look it up.
I'll look it up. I've been doing that a lot.
Spy Wednesday, Holy Wednesday. This is interesting. In the Czech Republic, this day is often referred to as Ugly Wednesday, or I like this one, Suit Sweeping Wednesday, right? So it's a very, it's like this is the day that Judas like went about his dirty business.
Oh, so, soot. I was looking it up and I was like, suit sweeping.
Oh yeah, not suit. Yeah, soot. Sorry.
Ugly
Wednesday,
tails.
Suit Sweeping Wednesday. We mentioned the tenebrae service, meaning darkness and shadows. There's also this in Malta, the country of Malta, this day is known as the Wednesday of Shadows. So there's this liturgical imagery of darkness still there. This was also the day that Mary anointed Jesus with oil. So again, and there's all that imagery of the burial preparation and death that's to come. And again, I mentioned the tenebrae service. we will celebrate that tonight, and we will kind of look at the stations of the cross that lead us up to Friday, and of course then Easter. So here is a scripture for today from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. That's our prayer for today, especially when you think about it being dark and shadowy and ugly. Mm. And soot and all those things. Here's a prayer for us. Jesus, you suffered greatly for our benefit. You walked the hard road through shame, betrayal, persecution, rejection. Yet you only desired good things for us. You came in glory to save us and redeem us from our sins. You came to offer us light and life, a hope in you that surpasses anything the world can offer. So why do we too often turn our backs? Why do we give in to questions and disbelief when the road gets hard? Why do we look for easier paths to follow? Lord, lead me in your way, encouraging me to persevere on the hard days, remembering the great hope I have in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We look forward to spending some time with you guys again tomorrow.
And tonight.
And tonight, 6 o'clock in the auditorium.
Yep.
Bye.